Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Heat game last night was on TNT. There was no Bally Sports broadcast. I just tweeted at Jason Jackson, by the way, because Solana showed me during the break. He was showing me all the new ballpark foods, which I am fascinated by every baseball season. Cincinnati Reds have Skyline Chili Nachos. Now, I love Skyline Chili.
Yes.
Jason Jackson's from Cincy. Loves Skyline Chili. Mm-hmm. He's a big Reds fan. Like, let's go to a game this season, Jax. Like, let's go. Skyline Chili Nachos. Look, because nachos usually have that melted liquid cheese.
Yes.
This has that Skyline shredded cheese.
Ooh, and then the melted meat.
Yes. It looks delicious. Doesn't it look good? I tweeted out. You see the picture, Solana?
No. It doesn't.
It doesn't?
You're just eating tortilla chips that are probably stale at
first
a ballpark.
First of all, I'm very aware of the ingredients in nachos. So if you're going to go over the ingredient list.
Well, you're just going with tortilla chips, some beans.
It comes in a paper bowl. Yeah, we're all aware.
But I'm saying it's just tortilla chips and shredded cheese on top. Like, why does that sound appetizing?
And Skyline chili.
But the Skyline chili is a third of what you're getting. You're getting tortilla chips. And you're getting.
I know what's in an nachos.
Kind of what Solana, though. You want melted cheese. You don't want shredded cheese on nachos.
Normally, I think this might be an interesting twist.
Hold my chili.
So you just want shredded, cold shredded cheese on tortilla chips.
I have to take it.
If I told you, I actually
want melted cheese on my tortilla chips.
You're having a Super Bowl party, Crowder, and you ask me, Solana, what are you bringing? And I tell you, I'm making nachos, but on top of the nachos, I'm putting onions, beans, shredded cheese, and some ground beef.
Oh, my God. My mouth is watering.
You tell me, don't come.
Not at all. And if I said to you, I'm bringing Skyline Chili Nachos, I would go, let me save you a parking spot up front.
I would say party canceled.
Weird.
You done got cheap on me.
Guys are strange. All right, let's get to the sound. So the Heat game last night is on TNT. And Tracy McGrady, after the game, he's talking about the Heat. I think a lot of people probably feel this way or somewhat close to this way. But here is T-Mac after the game.
I look at this Miami roster, and they got to revamp this. If you look at this team, they don't have a number one option that attracts a lot of attention.
This is without Jimmy Butler.
This is without Jimmy Butler, right? So without Jimmy Butler, they don't have great athleticism on their team. I think they're a slow team. And for the players that they have, they need someone to get them shots, right? They don't have many guys like one-on-one players that a lot of these other teams have to create shots and create for others.
So he
– true.
And we've had this conversation – do you blow it up? Do you acknowledge that while we love the core of Jimmy, Bam, Tyler Hero, do we acknowledge that that core just can't go anywhere?
We'll never win a championship. And Jimmy's getting older. They're never going to win a championship.
I disagree.
Solana.
I don't think I'm being a Heat homer,
Jimmy,
by the way.
Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, and Tyler Hero, you believe them being 1, 2, 3 can hold up a trophy at the end of the season?
If the supporting cast around them is good enough, yes, I do. I mean, they were, again, I hate using this, but last year shot away from the NBA Finals, and it was the same team. This year they've all regressed. The Heat did not improve their roster, which was a huge mistake. Everybody would agree with that, and clearly this roster cannot win an NBA title. So I'm not telling you it's this roster, but last year, against the Celtics, you were shot away with this core. It's not like the gap between the Warriors and the Celtics was huge, and the gap clearly between the Celtics and the Heat was not that huge.
But it seems bigger now, though.
It does, but again, a lot of that has to do with the supporting cast. Last night was such an excellent example. Jimmy doesn't play. Bam and Tyler goes off, plays excellent. Bam played a decent game. I don't think anybody was thrilled with
his performance. Hit the over on rebounds. I was thrilled.
Everybody else on the roster was awful. Everybody. Mm-hmm. Will Mansell had an incredible stat. I don't have it in front of me right now, but outside of Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo, the rest of the roster was like 3 of 40 or something. Like, it was dreadful by the rest of the roster. That's your issue right there. I mean, I'm not telling you that that's the best core in the NBA.
But the question is, so how do you get the pieces surrounding them better while keeping that core together?
That's the difficult part.
Well, I don't think you can do it, because I think what happened was, and the contracts show it, a lot of those guys played above their heads. And so you need lightning in a bottle again. And I like, you just can't count on that. So you kind of have to break it up in order to get the pieces around them.
That's the problem, yeah, right there.
That's the rub.
What's the rub?
That's the rub.
Hawk has the rub. But
isn't that your answer? They have to blow it up. To make this team better, they have to blow it up.
Which is what Tracy McGrady is saying.
I don't think you have to blow it up. Blowing it up would literally be trading two of those three.
Well, I think that's what Tracy McGrady is saying.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen. I really don't think that the Heat are going to move on from Jimmy Butler or Bam Adebayo.
No, I think Bam and Tyler would be the two possible moves.
To bring in, which I've been saying for a while, to bring in somebody better than Jimmy. You get rid of the two young guys,
and by the way,
bring in somebody better than Jimmy, make Jimmy the two, bring in a dog at one, and now you fill up those guys and see what happens.
And by the way, don't get me wrong, I would love for Bam, Jimmy, and Tyler Hero to be on the Heat for the rest of their careers. Mm-hmm. I really do feel that way. I'm attached to them all. I love them all. But you also have to look at it as, can they really compete in the East with that three as the core?
No.
And then obviously, you know, you were talking yesterday about Dame Lillard. Well, I mean, if it cost you a couple of draft picks and Bam and Tyler, would you do it? I would.
Is Jimmy Butler and Damian Lillard
better than Jimmy, Bam, and Tyler?
I'm not saying that they're not better than this team, but, okay, what's the bar there? Like, are they...
Well, I know there's a scorer if Jimmy's out.
Right, but are they better? Like, what do you do with the front court? Because it's easy to do that. Okay, yeah. you have one of the best point guards in the NBA, clearly a superstar, or at least
Cody
was
Zeller.
A superstar. Okay, right, that's what you're doing, though. You're going with Cody Zeller as your center?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Omer
and you're paying Damian Lillard and you're paying Jimmy Butler combined $95 million, almost $100 million. Good luck filling out the rest of your roster. Good luck going up against the Sixers. Good luck going up against teams that have really good front courts like last night in the Toronto Raptors. You're toast.
No, you're not
a championship roster.
But this is the thing that you're saying, okay, you're getting rid of these guys to bring these guys in. That's not enough. But they're going to fill it in. Like, think of some of the names with the big three that were here. That we bring them up. Norris Cole. If Norris Cole goes to the Supersonics, we don't even know his name.
Right, but Norris Cole looked a lot better alongside LeBron James.
That's what I'm saying.
One through five.
So you get a legit Dame Lillard. Caleb looks better with Dame Lillard on this team. All these guys look better with Dame Lillard on this team.
Caleb Martin is a very good role player. I'm with you. He looks better with Damian Lillard. That still doesn't shore up the fact that you just lost your entire defensive identity without Bam Adebayo.
We've had to find a big, but they'll find a big.
Cody Zeller!
They found bigs.
Cody Zeller!
We had Greg Oden as a big.
Omer Yurtseven.
Bring back Oden!
Oden went through some crap. You saw that?
No.
He was hiding in his house. He was depressed.
Greg Oden?
Yeah, I saw something on Twitter.
All right. Well, let's go get Joel Anthony then.
The frying pan hands?
Yeah. You just want defense, you said. You didn't need scoring.
The warden. I'm down.
I mean, you got frying pans out there. You're locking stuff.
So you'd trade Bam and Tyler to pair Jimmy with Damian Lillard?
I would, only because I know that I feel like that pairing at least is different and would give you a chance, like he said, if it raises Caleb Martin's game and Gabe Vincent's game, if it raises everyone's game, why not? Because you're kind of treading water if you stick with those three and try to find amazing complementary pieces. You've got to find Kyle Korver, the one season that he's Kyle Korver.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Maybe you will.
You'd have to.
More likely that you won't.
Talking about your big, you had to bring in Andre Drummond. Something like that. Old guy's not going to need $300 million. Like, you would have to fill it in, Solana. I'm with you, and I can't do it because I'm not Andy Ellisberg, whatever the hell his name is. But I know that this team, how it's constructed, I will bet my bottom dollar, they're not winning a championship.
Where you and
they're
I disagree is that I still think with the core, a two-man core of Jimmy and Bam, you can win a title if you find the right pieces around it. But I think the odd man out
in
this equation
I agree with
crazy
you.
Shooter.
I agree with you because Bam's defense, there's three guys in the NBA. I mean, it's the same guys that are up for Defensive Player of the Year, but that's really hard to replace. I'm with you. If you could find a way to keep Jimmy and Bam, and I love Tyler Hero. This is all just throwing it out there.
Right.
But if you can keep Jimmy and Bam together, you can keep Bam's defense, and he can put up 16, 17, 18 points, and you can find someone now, maybe it requires a Pat Riley miracle to make that happen, but you know what? He's done it before.
But wouldn't it be the same thing as what's going on right now? You'd have to get lights-out shooters because Jimmy's not an outside shooter and Bam's not an outside shooter. Duncan was supposed to be the $90 million shooter. Tyler was supposed to be the shooter.
That's what
Caleb
they had this
shoot.
Year. Right. That's what they had this
Tyler's,
year.
What he put up
Tyler
last night.
Tyler regressed
33 points, yeah. And he is the best player in the clutch this season.
Yeah,
in the
no
NBA.
Doubt. No doubt.
So
he's who I want to have the ball in the fourth quarter.
It's why I hate doing this where we're trading Tyler Hero. My thing is, it's a testament to Tyler Hero. He's young. He's clearly an attractive piece if you're trying to build something, and he's the type of player that you move along with a Duncan, those contracts to go find a disgruntled whale
Wait
somewhere
a second.
Else.
Who the hell talked about moving Duncan? What just happened here?
That's a guarantee. Duncan is packed. He had a pod right now packing up all his items.
How dare you? All right, there you go. 15 minutes of Heat. So you have Heat and Knicks tonight. You'll be on when? 6:15?
6:15. Also, Tracy McGrady, watch more than one Heat game when Jimmy Butler plays before trading away the entire roster. All right? These TNT guys don't watch a single Heat game all season. They watch one game without Jimmy Butler, and Tracy McGrady's putting out a think piece on what Andy Ellisberg and Pat Riley should do. I'm not even saying he's wrong. I love T-Mac.
I think you're getting a preview of tonight's pre-Heat.
You're
getting a little preview of tonight's pre-Heat.
Sound
like somebody's working out his material here.
No, I mean, I love T-Mac. Yeah, I mean, he really showed us how to be a winner in the NBA. I forgot there where T-Mac won a damn ring. And all of a sudden, T-Mac knows what the Heat should do and what the Heat front office should do. Hey, T-Mac, maybe watch more than one Heat game. Build a sample size a little bit better before you start trading away everybody.
All right, you'll get that about 6:40 tonight.
Solana, I've been on national TV talking about football.
Right, and he doesn't watch a single play.
I'm about to host an entire 45-minute pregame. I mean,
Knicks tonight are four-point favorites. Four-point favorites over the Heat right now. Jimmy Butler, any update on him?
I have not seen an update. I know he's probable for tonight, but that was the same thing he was listed as yesterday before being ruled out. So as of the last 15 minutes before we started this segment, he's just listed as probable. My guess is he'll play.
Yeah, let's see. Ira Winderman.
Right.
Ira Winderman says, Heat now saying Kyle Lowry might play tonight, elevated to questionable.
Oh, yay. It's great.
Whew, was he terrible last night. I mean, it was embarrassing at times.
He was doing
it in Toronto, too. I mean, the fan base just like, huh?
And they're waiting to go crazy for him.
Of course.
You know? Like, they'll cheer him hitting buckets for the Heat. They love Kyle.
And I know, and I just, it was last week. Sorry. I just heard Jimmy like defending somebody was, you know, putting pressure on him about Kyle. And he's still defending Kyle about he's such a big, integral piece of this team.
To be fair, since the All-Star break, or excuse me, since his return from injury, missed 15 straight games, shooting the three ball super efficiently. He was really good off the bench. He was.
He was terrible last night. I'm just talking about last night.
For
he was
sure.
terrible last
terrible.
Night.
Terrible.
No, we talk
terrible.
About, you should bring up his good games. That should be the outlier of the good games. He's not balling.
No, he's not balling.
At all. He had two good games, Alana. We'll admit that. But they...
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.